From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has met with his top military and national security advisors to discuss the fight against the Islamic State. He told reporters afterwards that IS is losing ground in Syria and Iraq.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
On another topic, Mr. Obama told reporters he's not confident that he can trust the Russians and their President Vladimir Putin to help the U.S. bring peace to Syria. President said Russia may not be able to help end the violence. President Obama also denied that sending $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day as a hostage release last January was a ransom payment. During a visit to Argentina, Secretary of State John Kerry defended the move.
The United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country. We never have, and we're not doing that now.
Secretary of State John Kerry. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, International Olympic Committee has decided to allow more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in this summer's games, which open officially today in Rio de Janeiro. Taliban claiming responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding six of the tourists and their Afghan driver. Also, a Pakistani helicopter crashed in Afghanistan's Logar province, those on board being seized. This is VOA News. Officials in India say gunmen have opened fire on a busy marketplace in the northeastern state of Assam, killing at least 12. Several assailants were responsible for the attack. Times of India says the shooters also lobbed a grenade that destroyed three shops, officials blaming the attack on militants belonging to a Boto group. Authorities say one gunman was killed, several forces, security forces, also searching for others. In U.S. politics, Republican Party leaders are increasingly concerned about recent national and key state polls that show Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton surging in a lead over Republican Donald Trump. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
These are trying times for Republican Donald Trump, but he insists his campaign remains on track to win in November.
So I just want to tell you the campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united.
In a new CNN poll, Trump trails Democrat Hillary Clinton by 9 points and by 8 points in a new NBC survey. At a rally in Colorado, Clinton continued to hammer away at the notion that Trump's temperament should disqualify him from becoming president.
There is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is unqualified to be president and unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Both Clinton and Trump are well aware of polls that show Americans want change. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
As Pope Francis visits the central Italian town of Assisi calling for world forgiveness, security around him is noticeably tight. Perimeter was in place around the basilica and thousands of people were checked two or three times as they approached. The visit comes a day after Italian police announced heightened security around the Vatican and other religious sites in Rome. It was not clear whether this comes in response to a specific threat or the recent murder of a Catholic priest in a French church. The Pope speaks here through an interpreter.
To offer today's world the witness of mercy is a task from which none of us can feel exempted. The world needs forgiveness. Too many people are caught up in resentment and harbor hatred because they are incapable of forgiving.
Assisi is the birthplace of St. Francis, whom the Pope is named after. St. Francis is most associated with peace and protection of the environment. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.